This Drive Live, Sally and Claire with you this evening. And Sally, we've had a few more messages in on the breakfast question.
Yeah, we have. Zach says, since moving here in 2015, breakfast is karak chai or karak tea and partha. It's a great kind of multinational kind of breakfast that is very specific to the region. I love it. Tamor says warm milk with honey and a pinch of coffee powder with dried fruits and dates keeps me full for a good 3 hours.
There's a lot of people thinking about this breakfast. I'm going to bring Shuti in here quickly, our producer. Just talk us through your breakfast.
It's a green smoothie.
It is. And it looks like a bucket of mud. Or a cup of mud.
Oh, it was, it was verging on grey, I think.
Yeah, it wasn't that green.
Green it's verging on
muddy
grey.
Muddy green.
It's the oats that makes that colour, unfortunately. Wow. But it gives me, I get my five a day through that because I have spinach and I've got fruits in it, blueberries, strawberries. I also put a handful of oats. I put a bit of flax seeds in it, milk, water. So, you know, it's covered and it fills me up and it's quite good.
Yeah, you weren't enjoying it though.
No, nobody enjoys green juice.
But well done you, very healthy. Chris McCarty's in the studio now. We're about to talk sport, but let's check out what he has for breakfast. Something healthy? Green smoothies
no.
that look like mud?
No. People that listen to my show regularly will know that I am not a walking advertising board for health, it's got to be said.
Are you more like Warren Buffett? He has McDonald's for breakfast.
No, I'm every not day. Quite that. I'm not quite that. But I am. They say, what is the old saying? That you're meant to eat breakfast like a king,
that's
lunch
right.
like a prince, and dinner like a pauper.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite.
You have a very small breakfast.
If a breakfast
a
at all.
A little scotch pancake, maybe?
I wish it was even that.
A little oat cake.
I am quite embarrassed to admit that I very rarely eat breakfast. I just don't find the time, which is an awful excuse, I know, but I tend to eat big. And given the fact that my show doesn't finish until 9 o'clock, even worse, that come 9:45, I tend to be tucking into all sorts of
nonsense.
What, a
full roast dinner?
Not quite, but nonsense. Most of the time.
I mean, it makes sense because that's when you get to finally take a breath, relax a bit, because your show's done and you get to eat. So I get that.
It's terrible though. I've got to relook at my diet because it is terrible. I'm the first to admit it, that I do have days where I think, right, here we go. Let's sort myself out. But then I.
So for the Dubai Eye football tournament, it's not you who's doing the boot camp, is it? Because we
I'm
were asking about that yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that was funny last night. We wondered. It said you get a free training session. And I'm like, it's not with Chris and Robbie, is it?
And I said, thank goodness it's not them. No.
We're
going to
be drafting in former pros to actually show the boys how it is done.
Nice.
I'm away on holiday, thankfully, so I will be. My diet won't be improving anything over the first 2 weeks of August, that's for sure.
Let's get off the topic of food. We could stay on it all day because I'm very excited. Nick Rago's just arrived and he's waved a box at me and I think he's got brownies in it, but more on that later.
And Japanese cheesecake,
oh, wow.
No less.
Oh, I love him. I love him so much. All right, Chris.
Yes.
Focus. Golf. It's going to be an amazing weekend if you're into your golf because you get to watch the Open all weekend.
146th edition. Royal Birkdale is the host venue for the finest golfers in the world. Henrik Stenson, all eyes will be on the defending champion. That was after his remarkable win last year over Phil Mickelson. That duel in the sun, Mark II, of course, down that final Sunday. Remarkable exhibition of golf. It was a final round at 63, 8 under par. From Henrik Stenson. You kind of forget in the madness of it all that Phil Mickelson actually shot a 65 and still lost by 3 last year. So all eyes on the best golfers, all eyes on Henrik Stenson. Phil Mickelson will be there. Tommy Fleetwood as well, the hometown hero from Southport, which is very close to Royal Birkdale. And he is the man currently in possession of the top spot in the race to Dubai. So all eyes on the young Englishman as well.
How exciting. And I see Stenson's going out with Jordan Spieth, the American.
Yes, he is. Jordan Spieth has been paired with Henrik Stenson, as has the players champion as well, the very, very talented South Korean Kim Si-woo. Sergio Garcia, the Masters champion, gets married next week as well. He's been paired with Jason Day and a former Open winner, Zach Johnson, Dustin Johnson. He goes out with Rory McIlroy and a Rory McIlroy as well. An awful lot of pressure on the Northern Irishman's shoulders. That's after he missed the cut in his last two events, the Scottish Open last week and the Irish Open, his home event. So all eyes will be on Rory as well. But in terms of who the favourites are, are, it's golf right now. Take your pick. There are so many individuals playing fine golf that could walk away with a claret jug come Sunday afternoon.
I can't wait. That's what I'm spending my afternoons doing this weekend for sure.
Yeah, and Chelsea boss Antonio Conte, he's just signed a new 2-year deal with the club.
Yeah, Chelsea fans can now sleep well at night because I know there's been a lot of conjecture surrounding the Italian's future. This was after, or certainly media speculation surrounding Antonio Conte's future in the past few weeks. This was after Chelsea, we believe, missing out on one or two of his key targets. They have signed Antonio Rudiger, the German defender from AS Roma. They've signed Timu Bakayoko from AS Monaco. And the news last night that Antonio Conte has signed a new 2-year deal, making upwards of £9 million a year. So that's about 180,000.
Still pretty tasty though.
It's pretty good. It's enough to get you by, isn't it? So that's about £180,000 per week. Huge and good news that if you're a Chelsea fan. He was excellent for the club last season. It settles everything down and Chelsea Football Club can now concentrate not only on pre-season but finishing their transfer business, because I still think they need a striker. There's definitely another wide man in the mix to be brought in as well. So still business and work to be done for Chelsea. But the good news is their manager is staying for the foreseeable future.
Elsewhere in football, Chris, and a sort of one of those stories that you don't know how much there is in it, but often no smoke without fire. Neymar not going anywhere. Apparently.
So say Barcelona. This is a story that has blindsided most people in the past 24 hours. Reports out of Brazil last night claiming that Neymar had agreed personal terms, quite how he agrees personal terms without PSG agreeing a fee with Barcelona. That maybe just is football and maybe I'm just being a little bit naive, but the reports out of Brazil last night was that Neymar had agreed a move to PSG. There were also reports that PSG had agreed to pay his release clause. That release clause, £195 million. It's just insane. I can tell you though, Barcelona have come out today denying that they've agreed a deal to sell Neymar, and PSG themselves have come out to say that they don't know where this story is coming from. So you say there's no smoke without fire. It's one of those ones that I'm not quite sure where to stand on this. I would be staggered. It would be a move. Forget your Paul Pogba last summer. If PSG are to pay £195 million for a footballer, then we've often said that football transfers have gone bonkers. They've gone mad. That takes it into a whole new stratosphere. It really does.
Oh, we'll wait to see whether that turns out to be true or not. But let's move on to the Tour de France. It's a big day in the mountains, but what's really got people talking is a photo online of a cyclist's legs. This is the Polish cyclist Paweł Poljański's legs.
They are quite disgusting. What I would say is if you're eating or you've just eaten, don't look. Don't go on social media and look.
Yeah, don't look at it after your breakfast.
Absolutely not. That's one time it pays not to have breakfast, because I saw this picture this morning. It's quite gruesome. There'll be a lot of cyclist enthusiasts out there saying that that's just part and parcel of cycling. But Paweł, you're right to point out that, Sally. He has posted a picture today of what his legs look like 16 stages into the Tour de France. Think of the Spaghetti Junction road maps, because his veins, there's veins popping all over the shop. He's got, a cyclist tan. His knees are black, basically. Above that, with a lycra, white. And it's just veins all over the place. It is quite disgusting looking. I'm viewing it right now and I'm wincing.
You really are wincing.
Isn't that just part and parcel of Tour de France,
it is.
Of professional cycling.
But they don't look like
incredible.
A healthy or fit person's legs, do they? Which I guess after his ice bath, they probably look a bit better, but it is quite hideous.
It's the pain and the ravages of the toughest, you know, cycling race on the planet.
Undoubtedly. And again, it's a debate that we've had in sports tonight about who are, and it's very difficult to actually pinpoint who are the toughest athletes in the world. You know, boxing is a discipline you've got to give great respect to, triathletes, but there is something rather remarkable about these men who cycle for the best part of 3.5 weeks, upwards of 2.5, I think it's 3,000 kilometres they'll clock up over the 23 days of cycling, and there is something, and it's grueling. It's not a gentle stroll that they're going out there at 45, 47 kilometres an hour, up hills as well, gradients of 10, 11%.
Mountains, we're talking mountains.
Yeah, it's madness.
Hills. He's from Scotland.
Anyone... That's true. But anyone who's done, you know, a spin class, I used to do spin classes all the time, right? And when we do the final stage and everyone's like, yeah, and whatever. It's like,
oh, yeah,
what are you talking about?
You turn up the resistance
to the top. And it's like, what are you talking about? Yeah. This is nothing. Like, we can't even imagine
We can't even imagine the level and the pain.
I think
that they go through.
Whenever that debate does rage again, and as you say, it's one that comes around a lot about who are the toughest sports people, that the cyclist can at least just wave that photo in the air and say, you know, we're at least in the top five.
Yeah,
this is what we do to ourselves. What's actually happening in the race? Have we covered that? Did I miss that? We ain't talked about his legs, right?
We haven't. It is stage 17 today. It was a big congratulations to Michael Matthews, the Aussie. He took his second stage win of this year's edition yesterday. That was stage 16. I guess the big news, if you're following the Tour de France, it is all about the general classification. It is all about Chris Froome. He does still have and hold the yellow jersey. He is 18 seconds ahead of Italy's Fabio Aru. He is then a further 5 seconds ahead of the great French hope Romain Bardet. I've no doubt, incidentally, that Fabio Aru and Romain Bardet will be future Tour de France winners, but just not this year. I think Chris Froome has the bit between his teeth. This is the penultimate mountain stage. One more to go after this. This is where it does very much separate the men. I won't say men from the boys. The tougher men from the other tougher men.
Yeah,
exactly.
The men from the warriors.
Exactly. The warriors from the men today. So looking forward to what I'm sure will be a thrilling stage. And then, of course, we are hurtling towards the end, the climax on Sunday in Paris. That very much a ceremonial, processional race. We will know the winner by then, but this is where the business end of the Tour de France over the next couple of days. This will determine who will be walking away with that yellow jersey.
Okay, and big event tonight. Of course, you're running off from here to hotfoot it to the big sports
it
quiz.
Is. The big quiz.
Not
with
too late to
tonight.
Get along, right?
No, not at all. It is open. No fee, no registration fee. So if you are a loose end this evening, and again, I'm banging this drum as I have been over the past couple of weeks, but do pop on down, say hello, get involved. I gave you the quiz a little earlier, Claire, and you were a one-man band. You didn't do quite...
I think about 5 out of 10, didn't I?
For the general.
For the general, yeah. I didn't do that well on the accumulator round.
No, the eliminator round.
I think I got the first one wrong.
You did.
Oops. That'll be a zero.
It would be a zero. But do pop on down. All will be revealed. We'll get you involved tonight. There's video rounds. There's picture rounds. It's just a good laugh. If you love your sport, it's a great chance to get involved.
It's great fun. It's great fun.
Yeah.
While we're talking quizzes, let's get Chris's thoughts on the lost word, as we usually do.
The lost word.
Authorities are on the hunt after prize-winning is stolen.
Do you need that one more time? One more time for you while you think, and for the listeners. 4001 to... fill in the missing word.
The lost word.
Authorities are on the hunt after prize-winning is stolen.
I'm going to go with prize-winning sheep.
Showing look,
God is true.
Champion sheep in Scotland are worth a lot of money, and sheep rustling is a thing. Chris knows it is a thing.
Being from the north of Scotland, I know very well that sheep are prize-winning up there, let me tell you.
4001 if you can better Chris's sheep.
No matter your preferred communication, stay in touch with Drive Live, only on Dubai Eye 103.8.
A couple more messages, Sally, coming in on our talk this evening. What do you have for breakfast, if indeed you have breakfast? Chris McCarty just confessing there that he doesn't. Jason says, bulletproof coffee has butter and coconut oil with heavy cream optional. So it's it's quite fatty breakfast, isn't it?
But that's the next level, Jason, I think.
Yeah, that is
bulletproof coffee if you're having...
super bulletproof.
But, yeah, just, you know, Kessler. What's that stuff, the bulletproof?
Tevlar?
The Kessler?
No. Kevlar? Don't know.
I think Kevlar, that's it. It's a Kevlar version of the bulletproof coffee. Butter, coconut oil and cream. Whoa, that's is
strong.
Full on. That's
but,
too much.
But who is it who had that? Ariana Huffington?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so she has that.
I wonder if she's really upped it like that or it's just... butter, good old butter.
Maybe. Jason also adds, 3 square meals in a day is a very modern concept encouraged by the food industry, he says. And that's true, because naturally humans are grazers, aren't they? And that little and often thing, as you know, I do that. Tim always teases me about the fact that I'm constantly eating
You've
something.
You've always got a little snack
little
somewhere.
Little snacks. You've got to have snacks.
Yeah. Some people like 3 meals a day. I just find it distracting if I'm constantly snacking, but it's good. It is good to be snacking on vegetables and stuff like that. It is good.
It is.
One way or the other.
Do you want to tell us about the competition?
Yes, we haven't announced that yet. Every day this week, of course, we are giving away 4 premiere tickets to see the movie Dunkirk, and that is on July the 25th at Novo Cinemas Dubai Festival City Mall. And, of course, it is directed by the one and only Christopher Nolan and starring Tom Hardy, Cillian Murphy, thanks Rob again, I can't tell you how grateful I am for that correction yesterday, and Harry Styles, as well as Kenneth Branagh, of course. It is
critics have not been able to stop talking about it, and so we want you to get along and see it. All you have to do is answer this question today. Tom Hardy has been in another Christopher Nolan movie where he's played the villain. What was the name of his character? Send in the name of the character that he plays in another Christopher Nolan film where he plays the villain. Okay, got that?
He was very good at it as
well. So it's Tom Hardy's character.
He plays a great baddie, that actor.
Yes.
He really does.
He does. So we want the name of the character and your name to 4001 or on the Dubai Eye app. You can also message us there and we will put you into the draw if your answer is correct.
We also want your breakfast suggestions to 4001. Ali says, if you do intermittent fasting, you don't have to have breakfast. For me, coffee is enough. Mm. Thank you for that, Ali. I'm sure there's lots of other people that are surviving just on coffee for breakfast.
Who was it we were talking about yesterday? Andre Agassi saying coffee is a must-have for his training. It really ups his training. So yep, that's definitely something.
A lot of people do. We spoke earlier about some of the ones that caught our eye on this list. And I liked this one, Sally. Mm-hmm. Ina Garten, she's a TV chef in the US, okay? So she should know about food. But she says she's had the same breakfast every day for 10 years. It's quick cooking Irish oatmeal with lots of salt. And the interviewer asked her, why the salt? And she said, I don't like it to taste like wallpaper paste. Which is oats without salt, she says, tastes like.
You've got to do it one way or the other. It's either got to be sweet or, in her case, salty, I guess. But I'd prefer the sweet type. I like putting, you know, if I'm going to have the oats, it's going to be like, you know, banana and walnuts and a bit of honey drizzled on top.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It is really nice. If you have figs on hand, that's even better.
It's a good job Nick's bought brownies because I'm really hungry now. We've talked about breakfast all hour. Yeah. Right, let's quickly do the lost word, Sally. I'll play it one more time.
The lost word.
Authorities are on the hunt after prize-winning is stolen.
Prize-winning what is stolen? Chris McCarty said sheep. And he knows, he's from Scotland. Sheep can be prize-winning for sure. Somebody else on the text line, I've lost it now, said, chihuahua, prize-winning chihuahua.
Yeah, a chihuahua. No, it isn't that. Tarek said cycling legs. No, cycling legs have not been stolen, Tarek. The answer is, in fact, cheese.
Prize-winning cheese was stolen.
So a British cheesemaker, he's offered a £500 reward for the recovery of 40 kilos, no less, of prize-winning cheddar.
Wow.
Stolen from an agricultural show in southwest England. So the award-winning cheese and the reserve champion. So it's two bits of cheese, each weighing 20 kilograms each.
Yes. That's a lot of cheese.
It's like the size of a small suitcase.
Mind you, a really good cheddar. Hard to beat.
Oh, yes. Speaking of food, it's all about food today. What's going on?
I feel like we're doing the Thursday brunch on Dubai Today.
Yes.
I've always told Suzanne how jealous I am of that show, so here, bring it on.
So these were allegedly stolen on Saturday after being left in a marquee in Yeovil, I think.
Yeovil.
Okay, not far from the village of Cheddar, after which the world-renowned cheese is, of course, named. And the two blocks disappeared along with the certificates, this is important, that prove that their prize-winning quality, which could, in fact, raise their value. So such a quantity of prize-winning cheese would retail at between £500 and £600, he says. This is the farmer. But with their certificates, they could be worth thousands. So they're trying to find that cheese.
Police are on the case, are they?
Hopefully no one's kind of eaten it by accident and just, you know.
Well, why would you steal it otherwise if you weren't going to eat it?
Imagine maybe they'd left it somewhere and somebody went and tasted it and went, oh, that's a good piece of cheese. I think I might have me some. And, you know, I don't know.
Sally, it was a good lost word. I think you need to stop there. It was a good lost word. Well done. Who'd have guessed cheese? There you go. All right. Plenty more to come up on Drive Live this evening. We'll shortly be talking tech, of course, with Nick Rago. He's already here. So get your questions in now. 4001. That's coming up next.